The head of Tennessee's prison system says he's willing to ditch a controversial new scheduling policy that has upset guards. He also says prisons will stop requiring that attacks on guards result in injuries before counting them as assaults. The tweaks come a week after an outside accrediting agency recommended the changes. They're meant to boost morale among guards. Correction Commissioner Derek Schofield told a panel of state lawmakers that he's ready to go along with the changes, but it'll take a few months to roll them out.
It's a lot more complicated than it just seems. It'll just change ABCD. We're going through a very methodical process to make sure that we get it as close to right as possible.
The changes may seem small, but they're meant to solve some serious issues. Guards say new scheduling rules have contributed to high turnover. They claim that, combined with light penalties for assault, have made Tennessee prisons dangerous. Tyler Nelson, a guard at the DeBerry Special Needs Facility in Nashville, says the concessions are a step in the right direction.
It's good to see that Commissioner Schofield is starting to listen to us. I'm really pleased that the legislators have had that effect on him.
Republicans at the hearing seem to want to lay the controversy to rest. But Democrats and the Tennessee State Employees Association called again for a full audit of prisons, which they said might turn up even more problems. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Chaz Sisk.